Welcome to anchor number 20 in our series, Anchors in Stormy Relationships. This is the last anchor. We appreciate your being here and joining us on a Monday night. I want to remind you that if you'd like to see the other podcasts so you get all the anchors, all 20 of them, you can do that by going to YouTube and just type in YouTube, J. Albright, or J. Albright YouTube, and you'll get them, J. Albright Issues of the Heart, and you'll get them if you do that. If you want to find your podcast station, then just simply do the same thing. Type in J. Albright Issues of the Heart, or you can go to Facebook and go to J. Albright's Facebook page, and you'll find them there, or go to Recovery Ministries Facebook page, you'll find them there, or you can go to Recovery Ministries website at recoveryministries.net. If you have any questions, thoughts, ideas, all you have to do is send an email to info@recoveryministries.net, and we'll be glad to answer it for you, or you can leave a question on YouTube or on your podcast station. Well, we've been talking about anchors now for several weeks, and we're finishing up today with the anchor of dedication. If you'll remember, we began with the anchor of thoughtful communication. When the storm gets rough, the water gets rough, the ship's tossing to and fro, if you move forward, backwards, you're probably going to be shipwrecked, so you throw out an anchor and just be still. Don't ever make a decision in the middle of a marital or relationship storm. Just be still. Throw out an anchor and stop. The first anchor we talked about, the anchor of thoughtful communication. Thoughtful communication. Think before you speak, right? Our conversation should always be with grace, seasoned with salt, or purified with salt, so that we say the right things. Most people get in trouble when they speak too quickly in the heat of a battle. Then we talked about the anchor of sincere communication. Mean what you say. Say it from your heart. We talked about the anchor of respectful communication. Communicating in a respectful way, not sarcastic, not bitter, not with anger, but in a respectful way, communicate for resolution. Then we talked about the anchor of controlled responses. Controlled responses. Most people react instead of act. When somebody says something, your wife or your husband says something, stop. Act on what was said, don't react to what was said. Controlled responses. How many times have you responded quickly, lost your temper, you exhibited anger, and later on you said to yourself, boy, I wish I hadn't said that. So, be careful of that. Throw out the anchor of controlled responses. Throughout the anchor of confidentiality, what is said in a relationship, the discussions that take place between a husband and wife, wife and a husband, should stay there. Now, there may be times when it's something you got to talk about with your pastor or your counselor, but never other people outside of the marriage. Keep it confidential. You've heard people say, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Well, I don't agree with that, but I do agree that what happens or what's said in a marriage needs to stay there. Then we talked about the anchor of surrender. The anchor of surrender. Surrendering, giving up something to the person that you love. Then we talked about the anchor of refuge. Who does your spouse or your mate go to in the middle of a storm? They ought to be able to go to you. You ought to be that refuge in their storm. I think oftentimes we tend to get irritated when our mates are going through a storm instead of becoming their refuge. Then we talked about the anchor of unity. Unity. Becoming one. Responding by making sure that your mate knows, you know what, if it happened to you, it happened to me. We're a team. We're one. We're in unity. We will get through this together. You remember what the Bible said, for this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and the two shall be one flesh. One flesh. The Bible also says, male and female created them and called their name Adam. Not Adam and Eve, their name Adam. The emphasis was not on the man or the woman. The emphasis was on the fact that the two became one. Right? Throughout the anchor of spiritual devotion, spending spiritual time together. Throughout the anchor of forgiveness, this is one of those items that it seems like is at the basis of almost every situation that Steph and I deal with. Somebody refuses to forgive. But remember this. The worst things in the world happen to people who choose not to forgive. But the best thing in the world happens to people who choose to forgive. Your unforgiveness doesn't hurt the person you're refusing to forgive, but it does hurt you. And it will hurt your marriage. And it will hurt your relationship. In the storm, maybe you need to throw out the anchor of physical contact. We talked about that one. And when I say physical contact, I'm not talking about sexual activity. That's part of the problem. Most of us, or most men, and sometimes women, we're responsive for what we can get out of it. But I'm telling you, the physical contact I'm talking about is something much simpler than that. It's holding hands. It's putting your arm around each other. It's sitting next to each other. My wife said several times, one of the worst things I ever did was start building vehicles that had a console in the middle so a wife couldn't slide over and sit beside her husband. I kind of like that. I agree with her. Okay, so there's that physical contact. Throughout the anchor of laughter. The Bible said that laughter doeth good like a medicine. Laughter. Being happy. Enjoying each other, having fun together. Maybe you ought to throw out the anchor of emotional security. When your mate is experiencing a battle and they're suffering from it and they're emotionally in turmoil, what are you to them? Are you their emotional security? Are you the shoulder they can cry on? Are you the one they know will wrap your arm around them and comfort them in that difficult time? You ought to try that, the anchor of emotional security. The anchor of serving together. You know what? There's a lot to be said for doing things together as a couple. It could be some of the fun things you like to do. It could be going places that you both like to go. Or maybe you're going somewhere she likes to go. Maybe that's not your favorite. But for the sake of relationship, you go. And serving together at the church where you go. Do you serve at all? And if you do, do you serve together? Do you serve together? The counseling that Steph and I do, we do together. Maybe you should throw out the anchor of understanding. I've heard people say it often. Are you telling me I need to understand my wife Is there any living man that can understand a woman? I don't know. But here's what I do know. You better be trying to. The key here is not whether you can understand her or she can understand you. The key here is there a desire to understand? Throw out that anchor of understanding and stop the ship in the middle of the storm. Try to understand. There may be something more involved that you don't know. There could be something that happened years ago before they were ever married that you don't understand. Try to be understanding. Throw out that anchor. Throw out the anchor of gratitude. Are you a thankful person? Do you appreciate it when your mate does something for you? Or maybe they do something around the house or do something in the yard? Are you a grateful person? Do you ever say thank you? I like to brag on my wife when I can for different things. I mean, she cooks a good meal. What a great time to say thank you. What a great time to show gratitude. Has he accomplished something? Maybe something around the house or something in business. Maybe you have some freedoms because of some things he's done. Have you ever given a thank you? Have you ever shown any gratitude? Throw out the anchor of gratitude, being thankful and grateful. By the way, that's kind of a spiritual characteristic too, right? Maybe you should throw out the anchor of acceptance. You accept your spouse no matter what. You accept your spouse and their decisions no matter what. You say, well, you know, we've been married quite a while and she's put on a few pounds. Have you looked in the mirror? I promise you, you don't look as young as you used to look. And we need to accept each other. Look, I know I've aged. Nobody even needs to tell me that. I'm reminded every time I look in the mirror. But you know who never reminds me of that? Stephanie. As a matter of fact, she asked me almost on a daily basis, how did you get to be so good looking? I know she's lying. I know she's trying to make me feel better. But look, I appreciate the acceptance. Maybe you need to throw out the anchor of a sweet spirit. How does your mate feel when you get around? When you come home from work, you're driving up the driveway, does your wife look out and say, oh boy, here comes heaven? Well, I'm afraid sometimes I say other stuff besides that, right? I mean, you may be one of those guys when you drive up, the wife hides, the dog runs and hide. I mean, they turn all the lights off. How is it where you live? What your attitude? Do you have a sweet spirit? We walked in the house a little while ago, and as soon as I opened the door, the whole house smelled like a pot roast my wife's been working on. And you know how that aroma fills the house? Boy, I'm telling you what, my mouth started watering as soon as I walked through the door. What a sweet savor. I mean, it welcomed us home. But you know that's what a sweet spirit does? A sweet spirit. I had a preacher tell me one time that there was a man who had a son who was always getting in trouble at school. But on this new year at school, he noticed his son wasn't getting in trouble. He wasn't getting the notes from school like he had been had been getting before, and it just seemed like everything had changed about his son. So one day he asked his son, he said, "Son, what's going on in school? Things are different. Things have changed. What is your teacher doing to cause that?" And the boy looked at his dad and he said, "Well, Dad, she's not doing anything. She just walks around the room. And we all know everything's going to be okay." What he was saying was, we all sense her sweet spirit, and we know everything is going to be okay. How is it at your house? Do you have a sweet spirit? Have you thrown out that anchor? We talked about the anchor of loving acts. It just so happened that anchor was on the very week of Valentine's, so it was perfect timing. I didn't plan it that way. God just worked it out that way. Loving acts. I'm talking about those little loving things you do for your spouse. Hey guys, when's the last time you got up and before you left for work, you made the bed? When's the last time you picked up around the house? I was going to say, when's the last time you cooked a meal, but that would be for me, because most of the guys I know do a lot of the cooking around their house, and it's kind of embarrassing to me because I don't know how to cook. My wife don't want me cooking, right? But there's other things I can do. When's the last time there was some loving act you performed for your spouse? Something little. Maybe you walked in. You grabbed her. You bent her down and gave her the biggest kiss in the world, and you said, "How does it feel to be kissed by the best looking man in the world?" Loving acts. What do you do around your house? Well, here's anchor number 20. Our last anchor in the series, the anchor of dedication. The anchor of dedication. Look, I'm not gonna talk about divorce and those kind of things right here, but I want to say something to begin this anchor. You will never, ever work through marital problems until you remove divorce as an option. Now, I don't care if you've been married two times, three times. I don't care. If you're married right now, then you need to make this marriage honor God and work. And the only way you can do that is remove divorce as an option. If that's not an option, people will do what they need to do to make it in their marriage. When there is an easy way out, people rarely are willing to do what's necessary to overcome a problem. They always take the easy way. In this case, would be divorce or separation. Genesis chapter 2, verse 24 says, "Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife." Cleave. Hold on to. I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of fellas out there. There's a lot of ladies out there who are leaving when they ought to be cleaving. Cleave. Hold on to in desperation his wife, and they too shall be one flesh. So, let me give you four things. First of all, if you're going to throw out the anchor of dedication, you have to, number one, determine to work out your problems no matter what. Determine to work out your problems no matter what. Don't bail out. Don't give up. Don't quit. Determine to work out those problems no matter what, no matter who says you can't. Work out those problems no matter what. Number two, determine that you won't get upset about things that ultimately don't make a difference. Don't get upset about things that ultimately don't make a difference. Stay true. It amazes me at how little some of the things are that people will throw their marriage away for. They'll throw their relationship away for something that's so minuscule. I had one couple I was dealing with years and years and years ago. One of the major problems she had was the fact that he brushed his teeth in other rooms besides the bathroom. Now guys, look. Stay in the bathroom when you're brushing your teeth. But really? Ladies, is that something that you would throw your marriage on the line for because he came out of the bathroom brushing his teeth? That's how small some of these things we see are. So you got to make up your mind, I will not get upset about things that ultimately don't make a difference. I mean, that thing you got mad about this week, did it really matter? Was it that big a deal? Determined to overlook everything you can possibly overlook. And there's a lot you can overlook. Then, determine when you're overlooking these things that you won't hold those things against your spouse. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, I am so grateful. I have a wife that will overlook a bunch of stuff. I know you're not like me, but I'm here to tell you, I can do some pretty dumb stuff. I can make some comments. I can use my share of sarcasm. And I work at making sure I fix those things. But I'm so grateful that I have a wife that doesn't get upset about things that ultimately don't make a difference. And then number four, determine to give up something you want for the sake of those over you and for the sake of those under you. Determine, give up something you want for the sake of those over you and for the sake of those under you. I mean, it may be something you really wanted. It may have been something simple like you just wanted your way. Or you wanted to turn right instead of turn left. Give up something you want. Even if it feels like it's going to be painful. Do it for the sake of those over you and under you, and you'll be surprised at the difference that makes in their eagerness to give you what you want. So remember, anchor number 20, when the water gets rough, the storm is raging, throw out the anchor of dedication. Just be still. And watch what God can do in the middle of the storm. I hope you've applied these anchors, and I hope you're in the process of applying these anchors in any conflict, any stormy activity in your relationship. I promise you, that some of these anchors will be useful in any battle you face in your relationship. But you got to make application of it. Now, I want to remind you, we're going to be, our next series is going to be on the subject of anger, which comes from the heart. We're going to have some guests on, and we're going to cover several aspects of anger. I think you'll be shocked at some of the things we're going to talk about, but I will tell you, anger is one of those issues that destroys relationships to the point of no return. Anger. You've heard people say this before, sticks and stones will break your bones, but words will never harm you. I'm going to tell you, nothing's further from the truth than that. Injury from sticks and stones can be mended and healed, but oftentimes the injuries that come as a result of something said last a lifetime. Anger feeds resentment, it feeds fear, it feeds difficulty, and we're going to deal with it from the bottom. And I promise you, you're going to hear some things you hadn't heard before. And even if you don't lose your temper, and even if you don't say anything, and even if you remain quiet, just the spirit of anger has catastrophic consequences. So don't miss it. We're going to have a couple of guests that are going to share some tremendous information about anger. So if you're dealing with anger, and I promise you, almost everyone listening to my voice right now does, then you don't want to miss those podcasts. Monday nights, 7 o'clock. Episode 22. Dealing with anger. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful week, and I hope to see you back Monday night, 7 o'clock. God bless you.